Central Avenue remains synonymous with LA's thriving jazz and rhythm and blues scene of the mid-20th century. Luminaries like Lionel Hampton and Charles Mingus define the sounds emanating from the heart of the African-American community. Enter Central Avenue Dance Ensemble, founded in 2003 by celebrated dancer Chester Whitmore.
A long time ago, we used to be inside of a church, a giant church on 62nd and Normandy, and it had a giant ballroom in it. And then we used to do a thing called Swinging in the Hood once a month and do ballroom and swing dance with a live big band.
Chester Whitmore is a choreographer, instructor, historian, and musician who has played with the Count Basie Orchestra. His company, Black Ballet Jazz, specialized in Afro-American vernacular dance and toured the world for 15 years.
One of the amazing things about Chester is he's not just about teaching you, you know, dance steps, but also the history, you know, where this happened, who was involved.
That was Central Avenue's managing director, Ron Parker. One of Central Avenue Dance Ensemble's proudest accomplishments is a revival of a two-hour multimedia show, The History of Black Dance in America. The first act opens in Africa and then journeys to the New World. And by the time the curtain closes, we've seen dances from the early 1800s to the present day. Some of these dances include Walking the Dog in the early 1900s, Lindy Hop in the 30s, Big Apple in the 40s, Swing in the 50s and early 60s, and one of my favorites, Charleston in the 1920s. Whitmore points to popular TV shows like Dancing with the Stars and America's Best Dance Crew for spurring a renewed interest in dance.
It's always good to have the new stuff there and everything's happening, but you got to have something that they got to know where it comes from. We have to tell them about a foundation.
Central Avenue Dance Ensemble performs for high schools, hosts workshops and residencies, and offers classes and demonstrations. Jessica Coslow, Annenberg Radio News.